Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to the UK Business Morning podcast. Today, we have a really interesting story to unpack about the UK government and its struggle to track how much the wealthiest individuals are paying in taxes.
Yes, Alice, this is definitely a big one. The committee report says that HMRC doesn't actually have a complete overview of individuals' total wealth. That's a pretty staggering admission.
Exactly, and it's not just about not knowing how many billionaires there are, but also how much they're paying as a group. Lloyd Hatton, the Labour MP, even said that the estimates are woefully inaccurate by billions of pounds.
Right, and the report highlights that HMRC collected £5.2 billion from the wealthy in 2023 to 24, which is more than double the amount from 2019 to 20. But if the estimates are off by billions, that suggests there's a lot more potential to recover.
That's a key point. The report also recommends using artificial intelligence to analyze data and better track wealth. It's interesting how technology is being proposed to solve this issue.
And it's not just about technology. The report also criticized the sharp decline in penalties applied to wealthy individuals from 1750 inches 2022 to 23 to just 456 inches 2023 to 24. That's a huge drop, and it raises questions about enforcement.
Absolutely. The government has been promising to protect working people while considering a wealth tax to close the fiscal deficit. But if HMRC can't even get a handle on the data, how effective can these policies be?
That's a good question. The recent spending review did allocate extra resources, but the report says the ambition to increase penalties and prosecutions is underwhelming. That's a bit of a contradiction.
And to think the government is still considering a wealth tax. With all these challenges in tracking and enforcement, it's going to be a tough road ahead.
Indeed, the report is clear that without a better understanding of the wealthy's tax contributions and more robust enforcement, the fiscal deficit will be hard to close. It's a complex issue that requires both technological and policy solutions.
Agreed, and as always, we'll keep you updated on any developments. Thanks for joining us today, Lewis.
Thanks, Alice. We'll see you again tomorrow for more business news.